So, why the long delay in getting registration started?
Well, we've had a war which has gone on between North and South Sudan for a protracted period of time, which ended up in 2005. And as part of that agreement, it was made absolutely clear that the only way forward was for there to be a referendum whereby North and South could determine whether they wanted to go their separate ways. This referendum, which has taken this long because of the issues surrounding Sudan and North and South and the conflict that they've had with both sides, so happens that now we're at that pivotal juncture now where at least the referendum is likely to take place next year and the registration are actually happening now. Another important thing that's happened is that they've signed a loose agreement between North and South Sudan whereby there's freedom of movement of people, freedom of movement of goods and services and trade. So just sort of getting the process in place. But it's taken this long because Bashir himself, they've only just recently had elections, which of course he won in northern Sudan. But more so, the fact that he's been tried by the International Criminal Court for war crimes, that makes it that much more difficult. And they're concerned that he wouldn't let go of the South to have their own to be independent, simply because that part of the country is very, very rich in oil minerals, and it so happens that Bashir may not allow it. But that's why this process is so important. That's why everyone's talking about it, because it's important that United Nations has there clearly on the ground to ensure that this registration process, this facilitation takes place. And it's a step in the right direction for next year's referendum, and that's a real test for Sudan, I'd say.
Okay, well, there's reportedly 10,000 workers who are engaged now in voter registration across the country, as well as in the U.S., Canada, Australia, and in Kenya, where many Sudanese refugees are now living. So who qualifies for the vote in the upcoming referendum?
It's anyone who's a Sudanese who's on the ground in Sudan and who can clearly show that they belong to the North or South Sudan. So it's a grey area for those Sudanese who are in exile or those Sudanese who are in other parts of the world. It's yet to be determined as to how the Sudanese government would facilitate their interaction into this vital process in terms of determining one way or the other whether North or South go their way. But it's not very clear as to whether internationally those individuals who are outside of the country, how they can participate. It's not been very clear. And even for those in the country, the fact that we're talking about it just shows the logistical issues to do registration. The process itself is not very, very clear. And, of course, that's why you've got the United Nations on the ground to ensure that things work out okay. So we've got a long way to go. This is the start of a process, and the process has literally started.
Okay, well, what's the significance of this now that registration has begun? Would you say it's a signal that peaceful resolution to the conflict could be in sight?
Well, the conflict that happened, which ended up in 2005, with nearly 2 million people died, not to mention endless of people who were displaced, not to fact that the entire country was in ruin, not to mention that you have North and South not trusting one another. This particular junction is so important that it goes through smoothly, especially with the registration, especially with next year's referendum, because failing that, there are concerns that North and South could go back into conflict, and that would not be good for that country, nor would it be for the region as a whole. So I think it's very important as we move forward, as everyone's talking about it, that Sudan finds the formula, and this has got to be it. And it's very important that there's adequate pressure, both from the United States and Europe. And in fact, the United States has made it absolutely clear that if Bashir accepts the referendum decision next year, if he conforms with some of the regulations that have been asked from him internationally, then Sudan will be taken out of the blacklist of countries of which the United States has placed them. And, of course, they'll be welcomed back into the fold of international community. There would not necessarily be that much of a restriction on Bashir moving around the world. But I think it all depends on him. He is the linchpin. It's less so to do with the referendum, but more so with how he reacts to the decision, which would more than likely be that the Sudanese, especially that of South Sudan, may ask for a referendum or a decision for them to go their own way, have it be separate from Northern Sudan. And the question is, how will Bashir respond? How would Northern Sudan respond? Would they be happy? Would they be satisfied? Would they willing to accept that the oil wealth will be moving south and staying in south, as opposed to where it is currently, whereby the north does control the